Red Brick Media. I quote the CDs, DVDs, lectures, khutbah, conferences and Quran recitations. All revenue generated supports our dawah work, supported by visiting our store. You can now purchase directly from our site, www.redbrickmedia.co.uk.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praises due to Allah alone, and may peace and blessings be upon His Messenger, His family and His companions. We're talking about the six rights of a Muslim over another Muslim. Remind ourselves of them again. The salam, responding to the invitation. The third one that we just talked about in the previous lecture, giving the sincere advice. The fourth one, when they say, they sneeze and they say Alhamdulillah, that you respond by saying Yarhamakallah, invoking Allah's mercy upon them. The fifth, that if they become ill, you visit them. And the sixth, that if they pass away, that you follow their janazah. The fourth one, when they sneeze or when he sneezes and he praises Allah, then pray for mercy upon him. It's very important that this hadith mentions the one that says Alhamdulillah after sneezing. We don't say Yarhamakallah to an individual who doesn't say Alhamdulillah when they sneeze. And if you don't hear it, of course, this is a sort of fiqh point of benefit, that if you don't hear it, but you know that they always say it, or you sort of are fairly confident that they always say it, then there's no harm in you saying it, inshaAllah ta'ala. But it is a response to them saying Alhamdulillah. So they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that sneezing in Islam is not a bad thing. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we sneeze. It is removing some of the sort of unwanted things from the body. It's a benefit to you sort of medically in your health to sneeze. It's a good thing. It's removing sort of the congested air and the things that get trapped in the throat and so on, or in the nose. And so you sneeze to sort of expel that out. And there's nothing wrong with that. So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of allowing us to be able to do this, and allowing us to continue with our good health and so on and so forth, and making this a cause for us to feel a little bit better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for this air to pass out. And because of this ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that if it wasn't for this ease, we would find it very difficult. We would feel pain. We would feel discomfort. Because of this ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, we thank Allah and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Alhamdulillah. And when somebody praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right of that Muslim over those present is for those present to say Yarhamakallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. There is a third, of course, response which is not mentioned in the hadith, which is that for the individual again who sneezed the first time. So we have the person who sneezes says Alhamdulillah, those present say Yarhamakallah, and then the person who sneezes again says or invokes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide that individual and set right their affairs. So Alhamdulillah, Yarhamakallah, Yahdikumullah wa yuslih balakum. Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you and may He set right your affairs. Those who do not say Alhamdulillah after they sneeze, of course, are losing out not only in the command to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in thanking Allah for this blessing of being able to expel this sort of unwanted air and this sort of like the dust particles or whatever it may be that's causing the discomfort, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're also losing the blessing of getting the response from the brother and losing the blessing of returning that response again. So they're losing out multiple times. They're losing out by not saying Alhamdulillah. They're losing out by not getting the brother to invoke Allah's mercy for that individual, and they're losing out from not being able to make dua again for that person. Because all of these things have their reward. And again, we have the angels and so on and so forth those people who say Ameen, those people who are present, those people who also make dua, that when you make dua for the brother and you know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases something for you or makes ease for you in your affairs, and all of the other ahadith that talk about sort of the ease that Allah azza wa jal makes for individuals or the rewards for sort of making dua for your brother in his presence and in his absence. SubhanAllah, this is something which is a huge loss for an individual because they did not say Alhamdulillah. And this is what happens when you turn away from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't just lose once, you lose multiple times. So it's very important we instruct our children this very important manners from the manners, or this very important mannerism from the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when a person sneezes, we hear them say Alhamdulillah, or we believe them to have said Alhamdulillah, then we say Yarhamukallah, and then they say Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum. If we take a moment just to consider the different things that a person is saying, Alhamdulillah, the most comprehensive sort of form of praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins his book, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And it's such a complete form of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one who deserves all praise and all thanks, that we have no way, no means to achieve what we wish to achieve except by the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we're from those people who, when they are blessed with something, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the purpose of your life, to worship Allah azza wa jal. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we have not created the jinn or the men except to worship me alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to worship him alone. And part of this worship is the hamd. And it's one of the most significant sort of characteristics of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst the Muslims. That you see them praising Allah and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and admitting to the blessings of Allah azza wa jal upon them, and giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his right. All praise, alhamd, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every form of praise, every form of thanks that you give, it is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above and beyond and before anyone or anything else. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all blessings and the source of all good, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invoking mercy, may Allah have mercy upon you. We know how desperate we are in need of Allah's mercy. When you invoke Allah's mercy for an individual, is a wonderful dua that you are making for that person. May Allah have mercy on you. That special mercy we talked about earlier on in the series, that mercy that is only for the believers. Not the general mercy, may Allah include you in those of His creation, because all of Allah's creation have this general mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the animals, even the disbelievers and those people who reject the message of Allah, they have this mercy for a time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't immediately take them for the sin that they have done, that Allah gives them a chance to change, a chance to repent. But the mercy for the believers is something special. And this is the mercy that you invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your brother. May Allah have mercy on you, or your sister indeed. Then you have the response, may Allah guide you and set right your affairs. May Allah guide you. May Allah guide you is not a negative thing. Some people use this as a negative thing. Hadakallah. And I remember when we're in Medina, sometimes the teachers, if they will become angry with you, the sort of custom among some of the Arabs is that they will say, Allah yahdik, hadakallah, may Allah guide you. And the person would say, Ameen. This is a wonderful dua for an individual. It's not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. May Allah guide you. That you're implying that they're misguided. But you're saying that none of us can survive without the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. May Allah make you from those people who are guided to the straight path. And may Allah set right your affairs. Whatever is not going right for you, whatever problems you have, or whatever you need in order to be successful in this dunya and the akhirah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to you. And again, you're building up this brotherhood between the Muslims. Look at these points, how all of these points bring this brotherhood amongst the Muslims. Look at the unity and the brotherhood that is brought from following the sunnah. And look at the barakah from the sunnah you're getting. Dua after dua. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Ya akhi, come to my invitation. Of course I will come to your invitation. Ya akhi, give me sincere advice. Tafaddal, here's my sincere advice. Alhamdulillah. Yarhamukallah. Yahdikumullahi wa yuslih ba'alakum. And then so on and so forth. And we continue to the end. The barakah in this dua and the love that is generated, this is part of what enters us into paradise without having this ghil. You know, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't have this sort of like grievance or this sort of hatred or sort of a problem with any of the believers. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, don't put in our hearts a grievance or a hatred against those who believe. So this is a really important part. All of the points of this hadith are important to generate this unity and this love upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we can't have this brotherly love and this unity upon anything else. It doesn't work on nationality. It doesn't work by likes and dislikes. You only unify people, and you only bring people together, and you only cause true love between people by Islam and by following the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's all we have time for in this segment, and then we have two more segments to go out of the six, talking about this hadith in Sahih Muslim about the six rights of a Muslim over another Muslim. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wassalatu wassalam wassalatu wassalam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.